League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
National Teacher Appreciation Week. We had National Teacher Appreciation Day yesterday. And here at Star 99.9, we love our teachers.
Sure. We were expanding on the things that we were thankful for our teachers for. But then we started thinking about, let's get into the real heart and minds of teachers that are out there today. So we started talking about the craziest things that teachers have to deal with.
And the number one crazy thing that teachers have to deal with is parents.
Of course.
Now, I've been on both sides of this. So I am obviously a parent of a child that goes to school. So I try to be really conscious of not being insane on the things that I ask her and do. You know?
But as parents, I think that some of that is just going to come with it.
Right. And I used to be a teacher. I used to teach high school.
Sure.
And I taught at a high school in Stamford. And I remember that the parents were like the number one thing that drove me insane and probably one of the ultimate reasons why I decided that I should not be a teacher anymore.
I would think that there's certain things that teachers all have to deal with before we even get into like regular stories that you might have that one of people share. I just remember that, you know, every person has got to think that their child is, of course, you know, the brightest child to ever walk the earth, or the most special child, or the angel, right? That's never going to get in trouble.
Right. So one of my good girlfriends, she's a teacher in New York. And she was just telling me the other day that she's dealing with a parent right now who's upset that their child is failing her science class.
Right.
Here's the thing. The kid has been absent 80 times this year.
Wow.
80 times.
80 times.
And the mother does not understand why he's failing. So she said the attendance, you know, and apparently in New York, in her district, like attendance doesn't count or something like that.
Okay.
Right. So she's like, well, if he doesn't show up to class and, you know, he doesn't take the tests, how do you expect him to pass? And that blew my mind because I'm like, there's a parent out there that really believes that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know what there is too, is there's parents that believe that every time that their child is getting into trouble, that it's actually their friend's fault.
Yep.
Or, you know, that the teacher is singling them out or whatever. No, your kid's just misbehaving, man.
I remember one time when I was teaching, I was at the gym and I was on an elliptical. And let me tell you, when I'm on an elliptical, it's like I can't breathe. Like it's a mess. Like I'm sweaty and gross. And
sure.
A parent walks by and sees me, waves, jumps on the elliptical next to me, and then proceeds to ask me all about how their child is doing, as if we were going to have a parent-teacher conference while I was on this elliptical and can't breathe.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't think this is the time for that. But they're doing very poorly.
What do you think is worse, the parents who think that their child is an angel and everything is somebody else's fault, or the parents who just couldn't care less whatsoever that the kid misbehaves or does whatever and actually acts the exact same way in the parent-teacher conference?
I think that it's a toss-up. But you want to know who can answer that?
Who's that?
All our teachers that are listening. 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. What is the nuttiest thing that you've had to deal with when it comes to parents? Give us a call now. If you want us to disguise your voice, we're happy to do that. It's National Teacher Appreciation Week. And as a former teacher, I can tell you probably one of the most difficult things to deal with is not the kids. It's the parents.
Yeah, it's got to be a toss-up at least.
Right. So we would disguise your voice if you want us to, but we want to hear your calls at 1-800-330-9999. What's the thing that parents have done to you that drove you crazy that you thought was crazy? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I work in a very small school, and we have a very nice, close-knit community. And we suspected that one of the children, a young kindergartner, possibly had a UTI. So I called the parent and told them, and she asked if we would possibly be able to collect the urine sample so she could bring it to the doctor.
Wow. I mean, that's thoughtful, right? I mean, you really are close and friends there, right?
I mean, I guess I'm flattered she was that comfortable with me to ask, but I said, no, we don't do that here.
Right, oh, that's right. Amazing.
That's a no. That's a hard no.
That's a no.
If you want to chime in, too, we want to hear from you, teachers. Give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. National Teacher Appreciation Week. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Hannah and Raven. We definitely respect our teachers. That is for sure.
Sure. Well, they put up with a lot when I was in school. There's no question about that.
Right.
I mean, some of them steered me on the paths that I'm on today.
Right. And
at least kept me out of prison.
Well, there's that.
I'm thankful.
I was a teacher for a very short period. I believe 3 years of my life I made it as a high school teacher. And that's when I realized I am not cut out for this. And I would like to tell you that it was really the kids' fault, but it was also the parents' fault. I think I had a hard time dealing with them.
Equally split, at least, right?
So we were thinking about it because the truth of the matter is that teachers have a lot to deal with, not just with the children, but with the nutty parents that come along with them.
No question. So we want you to share our stories.
Right. So what's the thing that parents do or did, a specific incident that drove you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Hannah and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. I've been a teacher for like 27 years, a long time. So one of my first years of teaching in local high school, I was directing all the musicals. And a mother was not happy with the part that her senior daughter had gotten. So she stalked my family. Literally said, I know where your kids go to school. And they were little at the time. Totally freaked me out. I went to the local police station. I had to go to her house in Warner. They wouldn't issue a restraining order yet, but that was the next.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, lucky the kid was in the show at all because she was basically talentless. scary as heck. I'm telling you, it was horrible.
Hey, everybody gets to sing in the end of the year review. We all saw Dirty Dancing. Come on. Even her sister had a role.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what thing has a parent done to you as a teacher that has driven you crazy?
Well, I had a parent of one of my second graders. I will say this was years ago when I taught in Virginia, but her child got in a fight in the cafeteria, and so she got suspended, and the mother came in the office demanding a meeting because she paid our salaries. Mm. She owned that building because she paid taxes.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
that sounds like a defense that Raven would say. Right. I pay my taxes.
That's right. I do pay my taxes.
She was so unreasonable. The principal ended up having to have her escorted out of the building by the police.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That's nuts. Anna and Raven, craziest thing a parent has ever done to you.
Well, I had a young man, high school situation, that really was failing my course all year. So around this time of year, I called home just to sort of let them know he'd probably be going to summer school. Mom's reaction was, what do you have, a crystal ball to know that he may fail?
A crystal ball. Well, being a teacher, I think you would say yes. Yes, I actually do. I'm 100% certain your child will fail.
It's called the scholastic grading system.
Right. But...
exactly.
Right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.